Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person on this Wednesday, July the 14th, 2021, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. And today is the day of the big ice cream social. Don't forget this, it will be at the Marion Salem United Methodist Church. That is on the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road to be exact, in Clarendon. There will be in and outside seating available. It's tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. You won't want to miss this. All kinds of good stuff on the menu. Chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, homemade noodles, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, pie, cake, coffee, tea, soft drinks, cold drinks, ice cream, all available for carryout. Don't miss this for love nor money, and I will be there tonight. So I will report back tomorrow on how this event went. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Hey, I got something. My nephew died of a wound the other day on the 8th, and my sister was going to put a little bit to the Marion Star.
Right.
And we went and took out a bank loan to pay for it, and so she put it on the line. So anybody out there, and they could be listening out later on or whatever, they can find it online.
Now, this was your nephew?
Yeah, my nephew, yes.
Now, what's his name?
Yeah, his name is Mark Robb.
Mark. Now, so the...
Robb, R-A-U-B.
So it will not appear in the Marion Star?
Yeah, the Star, you know, they want to make sure, they want
$400.
$400,
and, wow.
Yeah, and so she just put it on the line that way.
Okay, and hopefully it's on our obituary report here. Was it on there this morning, Bob?
No.
No? Well, hopefully it'll get on there, but it is online. What funeral home is that?
I can't remember the one I've ever worn. It's in one.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll be put on our obituary report. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I don't know if that's the... going rate for obituaries with the Marion Star. To be honest with you, I have not been in that position for a long time. I don't know what the Marion Star charges for obituaries. I'm not really sure how that system works, to be honest. I know that we get the obituaries for free. The funeral home, for the most part, sends them to us. So I don't know if the funeral home gets any money from the obituaries, or if that all goes to the local paper. I really don't know how that works. But $400 is quite a bit of money for an obituary. But I don't know. Does anybody else have any experience with this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, don't forget the big ice cream social tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marion Salem United Methodist Church, 1640 Salem Road in Clarendon. Also, what else do we have here? Today is the calling hours for Terry Cole. I did hear that on the obituary report this morning. Terry Cole's calling hours will be today from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Snyder Funeral Home in Mount Gilead, and the memorial service will follow tonight from 6 to 7 at the Snyder Funeral Home in Mount Gilead. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a second, but I also want to mention this because I haven't heard too much news about this. Free community event, Steak and Shake, coming up Sunday, July 18th, 6 to 8 p.m. Bring the whole family. There'll be live music, free milkshakes, bounce houses, giant Jenga, giant Connect Four, and more. Bring items from a list of school supplies to help local schools and receive a coupon for a free milkshake on your next visit. Crayons, markers, glue sticks, Ziploc bags, paper towels, baby wipes, pencils, dry erase markers, Play-Doh, pencil grips, eraser caps, and Clorox wipes. That's Sunday, July 18th, 6 to 8 p.m. over at Steak and Shake here in Marion. You will not want to miss that. Hey, that sounds like a fun event. What I wanted to mention about Terry Cole was that it's interesting because I was reading his obituary, and they mention in there that he died from COVID pneumonia, and a lot of people aren't doing that. I know I have known a lot of people who died from complications of COVID, and they don't list that in the obituary. A matter of fact, most obituaries, no matter what people die from, heart attack, stroke, diabetes, whatever it is, car crash, they usually do not put the cause of death in the obituary. I don't know why they don't do that. But most people don't. Even when there's a car crash or something of that nature, they usually just say died unexpectedly. So I really do have to commend Terry Cole's family for putting in the obituary, I think it's right in the beginning of it, that he died from COVID pneumonia, which is, it's such a tough, and I don't know the particulars, because to be honest, I haven't talked to his family any more than just giving my condolences and giving them a copy of the show the other day that Jeff Ruth was on that they wanted to listen to. But I think it's very interesting that they put that in there because, you know, here we are in July. The vaccines became available in January. Terry was 72 years old, and he did have complications in life. He was arthritic. He had diabetes. He had had open heart surgery, I believe, within the last 10 years. He had some other underlying conditions, so I think he would have been in one of the first groups back in January or February that would have been able to get, plus his age, would have been able to get the vaccination. And I don't know. I don't know if he didn't get it or what happened, because Terry worked with the public. He drove the bus over in Morrow County, and I'm not even sure if he had returned to work doing that. I really don't know any particulars. If anybody does, let me know. 740-383-9944. But this is what I think a lot of people are very nervous about, is that the vaccinations are available, but if you don't get them, your vulnerability can go up, because people are not wearing masks anymore, people are not staying 6 feet apart anymore, people are not washing their hands like they were, and people act as if this is over, and it's not, obviously, with Terry Cole's death on Sunday morning. So it's, I just commend them for putting that in the obituary, because I think people have to know that this is still a problem, and that maybe we should keep our guard up as we go out into society. So I wanted to make mention of that, and if you read his full obituary online or in the newspaper, you'll see that they did mention that he died from COVID pneumonia, which is a complication from COVID-19. And as I say, the timing is just unfortunate, because this all started back in March of 2020, and obviously Terry had lived March of 2020 through July of 2021. That's more than a year. He lived during the pandemic, during some of the worst parts of the pandemic, but it is unfortunately ironic that he would contract it after all of the restrictions have been lifted here in Ohio, as they were in early June, and also that I would guess he did not have the vaccine. I can't say that for sure. But I'm guessing he did not, for whatever reason. Which, that's unfortunate, because there has been a vaccine available for free since January. So there you go. Does anybody have any thoughts on that before we get into the next topic here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And to be honest with you, we're trying to do a lot less on the pandemic right now on air, unless there's some breakthrough, because I think we're saying the same things over and over and over. But every so often we do have to do a show on this, because it is not over and we don't know the particulars of what's going on. It's an ever-changing prospect right now in our society. So this is the way it goes. I'll give you an update on the tomato plant here. The tomato plant now has three sprouted tomatoes, which are great. I cannot wait to eat one of these things. It's going to be a really exciting moment. My first tomato plant with three sprouted tomatoes, and the second tomato plant, which I planted, is just kind of there at this point. Hasn't sprouted anything. It's kind of growing late, but it is in the ground as of Monday night, so we all are happy for that. Do want to make mention to everybody that I'll be on with Glenn Coble this morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Glenn will be on with A Progressive Life from 12 until 1, and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7 tonight here on this station. Now, the tomato plant outside, I'm going to check today and see how it's doing. An awful lot of rain has fell, so these plants certainly are getting the amount of water they need. Now, here in the remaining 45 minutes, oh, and I do want to remind everybody who won a prize, we still have Courtney's Zumbezi Bay tickets, we have Sarah's Columbus Zoo tickets, and we have Charlene's Elderberry Jelly and Columbus Zoo tickets. Those are still here, and you can pick those up today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. or from 4 to 5. So you can get those prizes today from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. or from 4 until 5 p.m. And that's how it will go today. So we have three people to pick up their prizes today, and I hope everybody's able to get over here and get them. Again, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 4 to 5. Now, yesterday we gave away some more passes, and we had such fun doing it, I thought, well, let's do it this morning in our first hour again and see what we come up with. Now, this morning, the category is changing, and I really like this new category. Now, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to give you a product or a company. A product or a company. And what you have to do is tell me their slogan, their jingle, whatever it is. And that's how you'll get entered. And we'll enter people right on up through 9 o'clock this morning. Then we'll do a drawing, and we will give away a pair of tickets this morning. So let's start with the first one on the list, Nationwide Insurance. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Nationwide Insurance? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan or jingle for Nationwide Insurance. And if you get it right, you'll be entered into a competition. We'll do the drawing here right about 9 o'clock, and you could win a pair of tickets to the Wild, Zumbezi Bay, or the Columbus Zoo. It's just that simple, and the drawing will happen this morning. Again, what is the slogan or motto of Nationwide Insurance? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Nationwide is on your side.
And you have to say it just like that, too, because it's very important
exactly
to them.
Right.
You know, that is such, I don't think they'll ever be able to change it.
No, they're actually my insurance company. They're a great company.
Oh, really? Do they have good rates?
Yeah, very much.
That's good to hear. Well, you're in the competition. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, absolutely. Nationwide is on your side. You've got it right. Okay, next one. Now, this company has a lot of slogans, so you have to give the one that I've got written here. That's also how we're going to play this. I understand that many companies have many slogans, but this contest is based upon popularity. Here we go. McDonald's. McDonald's. What is the slogan or jingle for McDonald's? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The jingle or slogan behind McDonald's. Now, this morning, I was parked, just to check this out, I was at McDonald's this morning, and as everybody knows, Wednesday is truck day at the east location of McDonald's. And this is written on the side of their semi-truck. So, I know that this is the current slogan, I guess. Or else they just haven't painted their truck. What is the jingle or slogan for McDonald's? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The jingle or slogan for McDonald's. Now, this is interesting because all the people who eat and drink there all day long, and we don't know their slogan or jingle, or at least it's not on the tip of our tongue. Let's say that. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan for McDonald's restaurants? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz and you'll have a chance to enter to win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wilds. Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Who knows the jingle or slogan for McDonald's? 30 minutes past the hour, half past the hour here on this Wednesday morning. Does anybody know? The phones are not overwhelmed at this particular point. Are you wrecking your minds out there trying to figure out what is the slogan or jingle for McDonald's restaurants? Probably one of, if the not most popular restaurants on the face of the earth. Here we go. Let's see if this person's got it. It's McDonald's. Go ahead, caller.
The only one I remember is I'm Loving It.
I'm Loving It. Do you know the little thing that comes before I'm Loving It?
No, I do not.
Well, it's okay. I'm not going to count that, but it's ba-da-dum-bum-bum, I'm Loving It.
Oh, I've never heard of that one. I just remember seeing the truck there this morning with the slogan on it, I'm Loving It.
I'm Loving It. So we have to know it's right because the truck was there this morning.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. What's your name?
Charlene.
Oh, Charlene, you're in.
Actually, I'm on my way to work, and I will be there this afternoon to get my stuff.
Oh, perfect. It's waiting here for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlene. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Charlene is in this morning. I'm Loving It. Absolutely. That is the slogan for McDonald's. Ba-da-dum-bum-bum, I'm Loving It. Okay, next one. Ricola cough drops. Does anybody know the slogan for Ricola cough drops? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan for Ricola cough drops. And again, you will join Jody and Charlene in the competition for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Wilds, the Columbus Zoo, or Zumbezi Bay coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. That's when we will do our drawing. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Ricola cough drops? Ricola cough drops. 740-383-9944. Does that one stick in your mind? Ricola cough drops. We need the slogan or jingle for Ricola cough drops. Does anybody got it out there? Took a while to get McDonald's this morning. See, this is a thinker here in the morning. To see if you know these jingles, if they're popping in your brain. I don't really know if they're called jingles or slogans or what the proper terminology is. Probably more of a jingle than a slogan. But I guess you could consider them slogans as well. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan of Ricola cough drops? Ricola cough drops. 740-383-9944. All right. Is anybody out there who can slide in this morning with a correct answer? It's nice this morning that it's not raining. We seem to be under a cloud of mist and rain as of late. A lot of people are going to need cough drops if this keeps up. All right, let's see if this person's got it. Ricola cough drops. Go ahead, caller.
I don't really think it was a slogan, but all I remember is Ricola.
That's it. You know, I don't know. Is that a slogan or a jingle? I don't know.
I don't know. All I remember is the mountain and on top of the mountain singing it.
It's very, very popular. Now, do you use Ricola cough drops?
Actually, I do. I use the sugar-free honey and lemon.
See, I've never had those. I usually get the Halls.
Yeah, either one, but I think I like the Ricola better because they make the sugar-free, and my husband's a diabetic, so it works really good.
That definitely helps out. Well, I tell you, we got you in again. Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, it is Ricola, or however you would say that. We've all heard it 1,000 times. All right, the next one here. Now, I think this is a little easier. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. What is the jingle or slogan for Kellogg's Rice Krispies? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Does anybody know? Now, that is a little easier than the last two. The jingle or slogan for Kellogg's Rice Krispies. 740-383-9944. And again, we will be doing the drawing here in about 25 minutes. It's 35 minutes past the hour. I thought we'd get this one a little quicker here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Snap, crackle, pop. It has been that way for a long time.
Uh-huh.
All right, we got you, Mary. Thank you.
Okey-doke, thanks.
Mary is in this morning with Snap, Crackle, Pop. That is the slogan or jingle for Rice Krispies. All right, on to the next one. Lucky Charms. Now, this is a little easier, too. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan for Lucky Charms cereal? 740-383-9944. Lucky Charms cereal. That's where we are. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan for Lucky Charms cereal? 740-383-9944. You can join Jody, Charlene, and Mary in the competition this morning for a chance to win Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, or Wild's tickets, which will be drawn at 9 o'clock this morning. What is the jingle or slogan for Lucky Charms cereal? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, I thought this was a little easier, kind of like the Rice Krispie question. All right, here comes an answer. Let's see if it's correct. Go ahead, caller.
They're simply delicious.
What was that?
They're simply delicious.
Not simply delicious, but you're close. You're close. It's not that they're simply delicious, but that's very, very close to the jingle or slogan for Lucky Charms cereal. All right, let's take another call here. Go ahead, caller.
They're magically delicious.
Magically delicious, that's right. Not simply delicious, but magically delicious. The Lucky Charms cereal. All right, got you, Charlene. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Charlene's in again this morning. They're magically delicious. All right, next question here. Well, let's take the call and see if this person knows it as well. Well, we've already let that one go through the uprights. Okay, here's the next one. Campbell's soup. Now, how about this? Well, Campbell's. Let's say that. It is a soup, but does anybody know what their slogan is? Campbell's. 740-383-9944. Campbell's Soup Company. What is their slogan? 740-383-9944. Campbell's Soup Company. Now, this is a little more difficult, I would say. Okay, go ahead, caller.
It's good.
You know, that is their slogan, isn't it? But I, you know, the one I have here is a different... Okay, let me say this. It's for SpaghettiOs. Do you know what the SpaghettiOs jingle is?
No.
No. Well, think on that for a second, because you're right about Campbell's, and I'm going to put you in again for that one, but the one they're asking for is SpaghettiOs. Okay, so think on that.
No, sorry.
Okay. Now, it's strange, because they're saying the slogan for Campbell's is this thing that has to do with SpaghettiOs, but I know Campbell's is good, so we're going to put Mary in for that one. But what is the slogan for SpaghettiOs? That's really what they're asking for. Does anybody know the slogan for SpaghettiOs? Go ahead, caller.
How about SpaghettiOs?
There you go. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. That's right. We got you in, Ralph. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, Ralph gets in with Uh-Oh SpaghettiOs. That is what they were looking for. All right, next question here. Oh, we got another caller sliding in here. Well, okay, we'll go on to the next one. State Farm Insurance. State Farm Insurance. What is the slogan or jingle for State Farm Insurance? Our second insurance company here this morning. What is the slogan or jingle for State Farm Insurance? 740-383-9944, State Farm Insurance. We've got Charlene, Mary, Jody, and Ralph in so far this morning. State Farm Insurance, what is the jingle? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. State Farm Insurance. Does anybody know what that jingle or slogan is? We're going to do a drawing here in about 20 minutes. You could possibly win a pair of tickets to the Wilds, Zumbezi Bay, or the Columbus Zoo. Can you tell us what the jingle or slogan is for State Farm Insurance? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller. Are you there, caller? Well, I think we lost our caller. Hopefully they come back. State Farm Insurance. What is the jingle or slogan for State Farm Insurance? 740-383-9944. Coming up on 42 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan for State Farm Insurance? You can get in on this. Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the Wilds. You could win a pair of tickets coming up in about 18 minutes. The jingle or slogan for State Farm Insurance. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Be a good neighbor.
What's that?
Be a good neighbor.
Not be a good neighbor. Good guess, though. That's very good guess. It's not Be a Good Neighbor. Does anybody know the jingle? Be a Good Neighbor's close. What's the jingle for State Farm Insurance? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
I think it's Good Neighbor. State Farm is there when you need them.
Not quite, but close.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's very close. Not quite the answer, though. What is the slogan for State Farm Insurance? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
You're in good hands.
Not you're in good hands. Good guess, though. Not you're in good hands. I think that's another insurance company. What's the slogan for State Farm Insurance? Does anybody know? 43.5 minutes past the hour here. The slogan or jingle for State Farm Insurance. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That is correct.
Do you know who wrote it?
No.
Barry Manilow.
Was that Barry Manilow?
That was Barry Manilow.
I know he wrote a lot of those jingles. What are some of the other ones he did?
Oh, yeah. Now you caught me off guard.
But I know he did a lot of
did
jingles.
He did the Band-Aid.
What's that?
I'm Stuck on Band-Aids.
Oh, Band-Aids, did he do the Band-Aid one?
He did that one.
Oh, very interesting. Well, yes. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You've got it. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, moving on to our next one here. Okay. Well, you know what? It's odd because our next one is the Campbell's Soup one, and we've already done that one. So we'll just chalk that one off here. Okay. Toys R Us. Toys R Us department store. What is the slogan or jingle for Toys R Us department store? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Toys R Us department store. What is the jingle or slogan? Boy, what a big chain of stores that became in the 1980s. That was the place to be. It was Toys R Us. But does anybody know what their jingle or slogan was? Toys R Us. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Toys R Us department store. Let's see if anybody can get in and join our fray this morning. Mary, Jody, Charlene, and Ralph are already in. Who else is going to get in? Toys R Us department store. Go ahead, caller.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
That's the second part. Do you know the first part?
Is it where a kid can be a kid?
Not where a kid can be a kid. You're close, though. You got half of it.
I'm a Toys R Us kid where a kid can be a kid. Oh, my gosh.
Keep thinking.
I don't know it. I'm a Toys R Us kid where a kid can be a kid.
All right, we've got half of it there. I'm a Toys R Us kid is half of it, but what is the first half? The Toys R Us slogan commercial. Jingle, whatever you want to call it. What is it? I'm a Toys R Us kid is the second half, but what is the first half? 740-383-9944. I think there was a whole song that went along with this. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't want to grow up. I want to be at Toys R Us. I miss
Joseph. What? Say that. What is it again?
I don't want to grow up.
Right. What's the rest of it?
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
That's it. I don't want to grow up. I want to be a Toys R Us kid. That's right. And there's a whole song there. So who's on the line?
I'm Brenda Griffith.
All right, Brenda, we got you in. Thank you. All right, Brenda's in. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. And by the way, there's a whole song that goes along with that. If anybody can sing the song, or just a little bit of the song, in the next 13 minutes, I'll put you into the competition. Give us a buzz here if you can sing the Toys R Us song. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. All right. K Jewelers. We're at K Jewelers now. What is the jingle or slogan for K Jewelers? 740-383-9944, K Jewelers. Or can you sing the Toys R Us song? Go ahead, caller.
Well, despite my ineligibility, you know, I love karaoke, so if you want to hear a jingle, you just ask me which one. You know, Barry Manilow did a medley of all of his commercial jingles on his live album. It's called Very Strange Medley. You should pull that up, or I'll send you the link. Pull that up and play it. It's got the old McDonald's slogan. It's got insurance slogans. It's really good if you've never heard of it.
Now, can you do the whole Toys R Us song?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Aren't they kind of out of business?
Took a rebound. They came back.
They kind of came back. Like somebody was trying to bring Montgomery Ward back. I remember Children's Palace. That's where I shopped when I was a kid. But okay, well,
I'll give you an intro. Now okay. Here is Adam Lepp, Adam the Computer Guy, with our musical performance this morning, singing the Toys R Us jingle in its entirety. Take it away, Adam.
More games, more toys. Oh boy, I wanna be a Toys R Us kid. That's all I know.
That's not the whole thing, Adam.
Well, it's more games, more toys. Oh boy, I believe.
Well, go to the YouTube and look it up and see what you see.
Let me go check here.
Yeah, I think there's a whole song. It's like 2 minutes long.
You want to hear a 2 minute song? Let's see. That's the only part that I know. And again, they went out of business. So.
Well, see if you can karaoke it on the YouTube.
Toys R Us.
I'm sure the words are there on YouTube.
Yeah, jingle lyrics.
Yeah, jingle lyrics to Toys R Us. It's a big, long thing.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this one. I got less than Jake one. Oh, you want to hear this whole? Okay, well, you want to hear the whole song then, right?
Yeah, but now just speaking. I'll give you another intro. Well, here we go.
Could you man there to play music while I sing, or is it going to be a cappella?
It's going to be a cappella, but just give us the whole 2 minutes. Here
I
we go.
I bet Kazoo Man would do this really well with his banjolele and his kazoo.
Boy, I bet he would. So here we go. Now you've been in anticipation all morning. We gave you just 10 seconds a minute ago, but now we've got Adam the Computer Guy, Adam Lepp, doing the full 2.5 minute
version. Well, it's 28 seconds is what it says, but I mean, it might be about 45 seconds if I sing it slow. Okay, well, I'll do what I found on this website.
Here we go. Singing the Toys R Us song.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. I really flip your lid. From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is. Gee whiz! I don't want to grow up, because baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. More games, more toys. Oh boy, I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Well, there you go. But I'm telling you, Adam, in the next 10 minutes, just play around there. See if you can find the whole 2 minute version. But that's a good one.
Yeah, that even has more lyrics than I remember. I mean, in a TV or radio commercial, they can only fit so much. And I don't even recall some of those parts. But again, I mean, they've gone out of business. They've come back. I mean, who knows if they've been rebranded.
I was more
of a Children's Palace guy anyway, and they're gone, and KB in the mall was gone. So Toys R Us has kind of left to fend for themselves in that business.
Well, see what you can find and give us a buzz back.
Okay, well, if I can dig it up, I know the number.
All right, thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Now, there's no other show on the face of God's green earth where you're going to hear that this morning, sung a cappella. Here we go. K Jewelers. What is the slogan or jingle for K Jewelers? All right, here we go. Okay, caller, you got a tough act to follow. Go ahead.
So the K Jewelers, is it every kiss begins with K?
Every kiss begins with K. You got it right. All right, we'll get you in here, Judy. Now, what'd you think of Adam singing?
Pardon me?
What'd you think of Adam singing there?
Everybody's great. I can't sing. I don't care how they sing.
No, so you...
It's a try, I mean, and stuff, yes. I mean, I just can't sing. But anybody that can sing and stuff and try it, that's great for me.
You got it. Thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Every kiss begins with K. Absolutely, that is K Jewelers. All right, now this is a good one. Chia Pet. What is the slogan or jingle for Chia Pet? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the slogan or jingle for Chia Pet? We've got Jody, Charlene, Mary, Ralph, Brenda, Judy, all in the competition this morning, and we can add a few more here, 53 minutes past the hour. What is the slogan or jingle for Chia Pet? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. The slogan or jingle for Chia Pet. All right, maybe this is it coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
You have got it, and you said it. Now, what did you think of Adam's rendition there of the Toys R Us song?
It was pretty good, I thought.
Now, can you do the whole song?
I know bits and pieces of it, but I don't know the whole one.
Okay.
My coworker actually was singing it in here a few minutes ago, but she thought,
really?
I had the Chia Pet. I had Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Oh, now, see, I was never very good with the Chia Pet. You wipe that stuff on, and then nothing ever grew.
Oh, mine did. Mine grew really well.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, but mine just went right down the toilet. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And by the way, if your coworker would like to call in and sing the whole Toys R Us theme song, we've got about 5 minutes. 740-383-9944. But you've got it right. Ch-ch-ch-chia. That's Chia Pet. Okay, next one. Oh, here we go. Maybe this is another rendition of the song. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm trying to get in here. I didn't hear the answer to that McDonald's lyric. What was that?
Oh, McDonald's, that was I'm Loving It.
Oh, that you said something about McDonald's or McDonald's.
Well, see, I think if you're from Marion, it's McDonald's. But if you're from Southern Ohio, it's McDonald's.
I gotcha. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. McDonald's or McDonald's? Old MacDonald, I guess, and Ronald McDonald. I'm not sure if he's Irish, though. He's got a red nose, so it's hard to tell. Okay, here we go. Next one, Chili's. Chili's. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Chili's Restaurant? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Chili's Restaurant. We've got Jody, Charlene, Mary, Ralph, Brenda, Judy, all in the competition this morning, which will end here in about 5 minutes. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Chili's Restaurant? 740-383-9944. Here we are. Chili's. Not a Chili's here in Marion. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. You're on. Are you there, caller?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you have an answer? I think we lost our caller there. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Chili's Restaurant? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here, we're going to do a drawing in just about 3 minutes. Are we going to get any more entries? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Like no place else, fun place before?
No, that's not it. Looking for the slogan for Chili's Restaurant. Chili's Restaurant. Which, again, you don't need me to tell you. We do not have one of these in Marion. I don't even know where the closest Chili's Restaurant is. 740-383-9944. Jingle or slogan for Chili's restaurant here. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
For the Chili's, is it Baby Chili's is back?
Not quite, but close.
Okay.
Not quite, but close. What is the Chili's jingle or slogan? Chili's jingle or slogan? All right, go ahead, caller.
I want my baby back.
That's... can you do it like they do it?
I want my baby back. I want my baby back or something like that.
Yeah, they throw baby in there quite a bit.
Yeah, they do.
Now, we've got like 3 minutes. Is your coworker going to call in and sing to us?
No. Talking to people on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe at some point.
See, she was singing it in here the whole time.
Well, anytime she wants to do it, we'll make time.
Okay.
I don't know.
I will talk to her. I'll try to convince her to do it.
Do it. It's a big moment.
Yes, it is. And she's singing it. I mean, she grew up at that time.
Well, and she doesn't even
my coworker is my niece.
Oh.
And she grew up that was her life.
And she knew the whole minute.
In the 90s. Yes, she did. She knew the whole thing. She sung the whole thing.
Well, we won't even say her name. Just have her call in and we'll whip it out.
I'll see if I can convince her to call.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. See, we're trying to get entertainment here. Okay, we're going to do one more slogan here and get somebody else in the drawing. Okay, Huggies. Huggies diapers. What is the slogan for Huggies diapers? 740-383-9944. Huggies diapers. Does anybody know? And we're also waiting for Adam to find the Toys R Us Fool theme song. And we're waiting for the niece of our friend, our listener out there, to call in and give us her rendition, the female a cappella rendition of the Fool Toys R Us jingle, slogan, whatever you want to call it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also waiting for the Huggies slogan or jingle, however you'd like to say it. Huggies diapers. 740-383-9944. All right, maybe this is it. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Hello. It's getting to be like Larry King here. I'm having trouble with the phones. All right, go ahead, caller. Let's go. 740-383-9944. Huggies diapers. Go ahead, caller.
We got you, baby.
No, that's not Huggies. No, I think we might be confusing Chili's, which that's not it, with Huggies diapers. But that's showbiz. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I'm a big kid now.
I'm a big kid now. You have got it. Huggies diapers. Any progress with the niece?
I'm trying to convince her to. She's out in the hallway. And she's like, no. I said, come on. They don't know what you look like. They can't see you. Just sing it for them.
Just sing it.
So maybe.
Okay. Keep working.
I will.
All right, thank you. All right, Huggies, absolutely. I'm a big kid now. Okay, now we're going to do our drawing. We've got Jody, Charlene, Mary, Ralph, Judy, and Brenda all in here. Okay, let's shuffle these around. Now, today, we're going to give away 2 tickets to the Columbus Zoo. All right, let's shake this up, and away we go. What an hour this has been. Okay. And the winner is, well, with a lot of entries this morning, this does not surprise me. The winner this morning is Charlene, and that's why you have to get in and win. So, Charlene, when you come in today, you've got the elderberry jelly, which you have to call in and tell us how this was, and you've got the Columbus Zoo tickets. So they are here waiting for you, and you have to get your niece to call in. We've got to go to break, but she's got to call in either today or tomorrow and sing that song. We're taking a break. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
The original Doctor of Love, Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
This is an important point. Fall in love. What is Dr. Ruth's definition of love?
I don't have a real definition. Everybody has to work out their own. But I would say a part of it would be that you